We love the Lord this morning, we're thankful for everyone who comes to your chair, does your part, obeys the Lord. That's all we want anyone to do, is come here and obey the Lord. We're thankful for Sister Wanda stepping up and doing what she's doing. She's going to sing for us this morning, and she's going to share her testimony. We want her just to be free in the Lord. Share that the Lord for the time. Amen. Go get it, girl.
This song right here, when it come out, when the Lord started marriage counseling, he said, this is my song right here. Hallelujah.
There I was, empty-headed, crying out that a mother's bed. There you were, in the shadows, holding out your hand, baby. And now.
Oh,
has done before you, Lord. I ask you to take everything and myself out of the way, Lord. And I ask you this day, Lord, to use me, Lord, to encourage, to lift up others, Lord, through your love, mercy, and grace, Lord. Don't let them look at me, but let them look to you, Jesus Christ, the one who saves, the one who heals and protects us from all things. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I didn't write down nothing on this paper, nothing today. I stand before y'all, I want y'all to know that I have lived here in Iuka, Mississippi, my lifetime, you know, my whole lifetime. And as a little girl, from the ages of 5 and 8, had bad things happen in my life. A little girl shouldn't go through them now. But in those times, God already knew about it. He already had it set up because he had Fifth Street Baptist Church people coming and finding us. Everywhere we moved to as a little girl, the church bus would come and look me up, look us up. I mean, really, the people. God put those people back for that reason. And I would go to church and I would hear those songs, Jesus loves me. He's got the whole world in his hands. And you know, he loves all the little children in the world, every color. You know, that those songs was instilled in me as a little girl. So when those things happened to me, you know, those songs were still instilled in me. And then when about 10 years old, they started setting us out with the grown-ups. And they started letting us hear the preaching and stuff. Well, it was kind of different from what I was being taught in the Sunday school class, because out here I was being taught that I was serving a God that punished you, that all the bad things that happened in your life, it was his fault. You know, everything bad was on God, you know, everything. So as a little girl, I was kind of confused. But then at the age of 12 years old, I was standing there holding on to that pew that day. I'll never forget it, the back of that pew. And something inside of me started dealing with me. And I was holding on tighter. And as they were saying, just as I am, something, I know it was God. His spirit made me let go of them at the back of that pew. And he walked me up there. And I got saved that day. And I got baptized. And then I felt like I was like Jesus. So after that happened to me, it was like I was thrown back out into the world. I didn't have no mentoring, nobody there, you know, it seemed like to pray with me or try to guide me back to where I need to be and all, you know. I'm sure a lot of people went through that. And God knew about it. Hallelujah, that's the great thing today that I know. I thank God today that I know he knew all about that before the beginning of the foundation of the world.
That's right.
But as a child, I didn't know that. So there was a lot of hurt, a lot of scars, and, you know, a lot of pain there to deal with as a child. So then, like I said, I was thrown back out into the wilderness like Jesus, but I really feel that way. And I was being tested and tried out there. You know, and there, in those places, is where I found God the most. Because every time I run back to the church, there's always evil present. You know, this flesh, if people's operating in the flesh, there's going to be evil there in the church. So the people would come against me because I was looking at the outward appearance. I was looking at how I was living my life and all. I was not told all what I should be doing and all with mentors. So I didn't know. But if they would have just grabbed me and held me and loved me and just talk, you know what I'm saying? That's what the church, God's calling the church to do today. What we should have been doing back then. But anyway, I was pushed back out into the world. Every time I tried to go back to church. But God knew my heart too. You know what? In my heart, I did even more ministering out in the world than what I could have done up in the church. And that's, I mean, really, I believe that in my heart today. Because God already knew where I was going to be at. You had to know He already knew my choices. He knew the dark places that I was going to choose to walk. Not him. Him. I chose those places to walk, but he was right there with me. And as I loved people, as I encouraged them in their dark places and all, he brought me out of all that. Hallelujah. That's his protection. That's his spirit living in me. I mean, I went places that the church wouldn't dare to go. I traded for angels, you know, and the church wouldn't go. Really? But God knew all about those places. And I'm glad he's taught me that today because I've let go of a lot. Because I beat myself up all these years on making all these bad decisions, bad choices. And, but God taught me his love for all this and how he loved me and he destroyed him. And then let me tell y'all this, in 1993, okay, in 1994, we had the ice storm. And God, he sustained me through that. I was the only one in Iowa that had power. It went out 30 minutes maybe, I don't even think that long while I was praying. He restored that power back, and he let me bless people in this community. I mean, people that didn't have no power, no water. He knew the person that I was. See, he had to teach me this. So he was with me no matter what people thought about me, how they judged me. He's always shown me his faithfulness in every situation. That if I was willing to love people and help people, oh, he's God. He's God. And then after that, though, not too long after that, the enemy's always going to show up, though. After you're doing something good and all that, and he's always trying to mess it up. Well, after that, then I tried to do something that I don't understand. I still don't understand it to this day, but God knows. I tried to take my own life. Yes, from all the scars and the hurt all my life, I always felt like I wasn't loved. I wasn't worthy. I can't do nothing right. I mean, this is, I was being taught this as a child. I loved my mother. But, you know, sometimes you ain't raised in a good environment, and I love it. But when you're distilled all that all your life, those scars go with you. That pain is still there. So, I don't know, my mind was torn, I guess, and the devil comes in when you're torn. And I took all them pills that day, and I still don't understand it. I don't, but God does. I had to do it, I guess, to get to where I am today, you know. But I took those pills, and if they hadn't got me to the doctor, I would have never made it to the doctor's help. It was only a miracle that I made it. And that's why I love that song today, because it carried me from death to life.
Yeah.
Okay, and then while I was on that hospital bed, though, because I've always not felt my mom, my daddy, my family loving me, because I never heard them say I love it. Well, that day when I was on that bed, I was in a coma for 3 days and nights, but my spirit was up here. That's what I'm telling people. God is real. Your spirit living in you is real. It's going to go on. When your body is laying there dead, your spirit is there. And it can hear you. It can see. And I seen my family around that bed, my little one, crying, pleading, asking the Lord, why did she do this? Why did she do this? See, because all they've ever seen out of me is love and happiness. Everybody, everywhere I've ever went, all they've ever seen out of me is love, happiness, helping people. And so that's what I'm saying. People can't tell me that God don't love me. That he ain't been with me in every dark place that I chose to go. And don't tell me I wasn't in his hand, because after I come out of the hospital, I got in word and I said, Lord, please tell me. Tell me, Lord. You know, I needed that confirmation after me trying to take my own life, you know, but I ain't going to hell. You know, because you've been told a lot in your life. Tell me, Lord. And he said, Wanda, I had to put you in my father's hands for help. So no man can look you out. That's the word he gave me when I opened up the Bible, people. I'm telling you, God is real. When you seek him, seek his face and his face only, he is real.
Yeah.
He is so real. I'm telling you, Ask him. If you don't know him like you want to know him, a personal relationship, then ask him. Seek him first. Ask him his wisdom and knowledge. Open up that word. It ain't got to be no specific place, I tell you. If you let him do the lead, whoo, when you open up that word, it'll be just what you needed. What you needed today. Not nobody else's, what you needed from him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's taught me that. So when people tell you that if you're living in sin, you're not going to be blessed, God don't hear from you, I'm telling you today, if you have honestly, you know if you've been saved, you know it, because it's only His Spirit that draws you to Him. It ain't through no man that stands up in that pulpit and preaches hell, fire, and brimstone to you and scares you up here, because that fear is not going to keep you. Fear is not going to keep them, people. It'll burn them to this altar, but when they go back out that door, they ain't got nothing. They ain't got no spirit in them. They're just as lost as they was. Hallelujah. And the enemy really pounces on them then. I mean, really. And, you know, I just pray for everybody. I just thank God. He's such a loving God, and He brought me from death to life. And I'm going to praise Him for that. I want to thank Him. Hallelujah. Like I said, it can't nobody tell me that He don't bless you in no matter what state of mind you're in. If you stay faithful and obedient to Him, He's going to bless you. And one more thing. And I always felt like David, because I've never been married. And Lord forgive me, you know, when I beat myself up, you know. People beat ourselves up. Other people ain't got to beat you up. We beat our own selves up enough. We don't need to hear it from other people. You know, they need to be praying for us and loving us and that kindness and all. You know, that mercy and grace, because we beat ourselves up so much. But I always felt like David. I'm run to God. Every time I'd see a mess up, every time I made my bed in that little hell here on earth, it was. It was my own hell. I chose it, but God was still there. He brought me up out of it. Yes, yes, Lord. And I believe my heart, He taught the ones I was around a little bit. You know, I really do. Because now I've had them come and minister to me a little bit. Because I didn't think they was listening to me, you know, in the relationship. But God says His word will not know the way.
That's right.
Everything, if it's His word, it's going to accomplish it. Not my word. I give them His word. That's just like about the homosexuals and stuff. See? God says, don't give them your words. Give them His word. His word is in Romans chapter 1 and 2. You know, and they need to get in there and they need to ask Him. And let Him work on me. Because in this flesh, if somebody start changing people, we'll mess up and hurt them more. Yes. And oh, whoa, Venus. Whoa. I love y'all. Y'all have a blessed one. I love the Lord. I love everybody. I have no judgment for you. No, no, no.